For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Wayfair's big sale is back. For 3 days only, October 5th through 7th, score up to 80% off everything home with free shipping site-wide. Shop Wayday now until October 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Why do the mass killers from the fossil fuel industry walk free while the heroes trying to stop them are imprisoned? That's the view of environmental activist and Guardian columnist George Monbiot, who joins us this morning. Good morning to you, George. For our listeners who may not be aware, you're referencing the story of two young women from Just Stop Oil, Phoebe Plummer and Anna Holland, who were sentenced to 2 years and 20 months respectively for throwing tomato soup at the glass protecting Van Gogh's sunflowers. You think the sentencing is too severe?
Yes, I do. Of course, both of them knew that they were going to be sentenced to something, but they've faced more severe sentences than some of the racist rioters in the summer this year, among whom they tried to burn down a hotel housing asylum seekers. And yet somehow this is judged to be a more severe crime. And at the same time, the people who are trashing the entire planet and our life chances, the executives of the fossil fuel industries, the livestock industries and the rest of it, they're completely untroubled by the law.
OK, and when you put it like that, it doesn't. But I think it's fair to say sentencing is uneven. At times, people who commit white collar crimes get more severe sentences than people maybe who have committed violent crimes for a variety of reasons. So it's hard to compare sentencing, even though I do take your point on it. What about the fact that, I suppose, Just Stop Oil, that organisation, they have done lots of different stunts protest to highlight things. So they've thrown things at many works of art. They've spray painted places. They've thrown things around at sporting events. All of those things, and lots of people feel both inconvenienced by them and also somewhat outraged by some of their behaviour. What about the fact that they are breaking the law? Is it not possible to operate within the law and still protest?
Not if you're going to protest effectively. I mean, that is the truth of the matter, the harsh truth. Of course, people are outraged by it. The whole idea is to attract attention to issues which have been perennially neglected by politics, by the media, in public life, in general. And you do have to do quite outrageous things. That's what the suffragettes did. That's what the people who sought to get rights for workers did, even the weekend. All the things that we enjoy today, all the rights we have been secured with the help of people doing outrageous things that people at the time said were absolutely disgraceful, and they should be locked up and they should throw away the key. Now we see those people as heroes.
George, in fairness, though, you're saying that, you know, politics and the media, it's not getting the attention, the climate. I don't think a day goes by on this show that we don't have a climate story. I think every day we talk about the environment, we talk about biodiversity, we talk about recycling, we talk about carbon emissions, we talk about one or other aspect of climate change or environmentalism. So certainly, I do think the media talks about this actually more than it talks about lots and lots of other things. Is it not more of the case that people aren't actually as interested in this, and that is something that climate activists resent?
The media has folded it in as one of many stories. It's something which is discussed, but this is the greatest predicament humankind has ever faced. It's like World War II happening on steroids. If this was World War II, it would be your top headline every day. There would be a sense of urgency, of even emergency. We have to mobilize everything we've got to throw at this. Instead, it's sort of news item number 8. Oh, and by the way, a hurricane's just ripped apart a whole load of communities. in North America, and hundreds of people have died. And very often, when that's reported, there's a complete failure to link it to climate breakdown, even though the science shows very clearly that such events have become worse in terms of their intensity and in terms of the damage and the loss of life they cause as a result of global heating. So, yeah, I'm afraid the media has failed fantastically to show this issue in the light in which it should be shown, which is as the greatest emergency we have ever faced.
A lot of people will say you're right. A lot of people will say climate change is an emerging emergency. It's a catastrophe that's already unfolding in parts of the world, but all of the world will eventually be caught up in it. But that action is being taken, that emissions are being driven down, that, you know, various countries are doing various things. But you can't bring the guillotine down in terms of changing the way our society is structured, and currently a lot of it is structured around fossil fuels, without entering a period of such stringent and, I suppose, difficult degrowth that you will impoverish the planet. So a lot of people say that the only way to approach this is in a sort of a step-by-step, softly approach, which is the current one that is being taken. So these actions are in fact superfluous because we're moving in the direction we want to be. What do you say to that?
Well, the first thing is that nothing is going to impoverish the planet as much as climate breakdown. I mean, this will actually make very large parts of the planet uninhabitable. The human climate niche is shrinking, and with it, the livelihoods and the life chances of many of the people on Earth. Secondly, when societies want to do something, they can do it with tremendous speed and effect. If you look at what happened, to extend the military analogy, when the US joined the Second World War, it turned the entire economy around on a dime, turning it from being a civilian to a military economy with extraordinary effects. Everyone was
George,
in one way
you're,
or another
you're quite right. And
to
you,
support
if
that.
You change your economy to a war economy, you can do that, but it has a huge impact on the civilian population. I mean, we changed everything during the pandemic as well, but those lockdowns had huge impacts on people's lives, mental health, civil rights, all of those things. A lot of people don't want to see that kind of intervention occurring in their societies. And they say, well, you say it's going to be, you know, catastrophic climate change, but why would we bring about a contrived catastrophe now in order to deal with a potential catastrophe down the line?
What is this catastrophe you're talking about? No one's calling for lockdowns to prevent climate breakdown. No one's calling for our quality of life to be spoiled. Quite the opposite. We're trying to defend our quality of life. And the measures being called for are all measures which ensure that we remain a prosperous and healthy society. In fact, a much more prosperous and healthy one in all the ways that count than we are at the moment, with our horrendous levels of air pollution, our terrible obesity, all the diet-related problems that we have. There are so many ways in which life can improve and we can massively reduce our climate impact. So, for instance, diet. You know, a huge part of our climate impact comes about as a result of our diet that's heavy in animal products. If we switch to a more plant-based diet, not only would we be a lot healthier, but we would actually greatly reduce our environmental impact at the same time. That's not taking something away from people which is essential to their well-being. It's actually improving our well-being while at the same time improving planetary well-being.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is environmental activist and Guardian columnist George Monbiot. Let us know what you think. Those Just Stop Oils, those Extinction Rebellion people, sentencing them to prison sentences, is that a step too far? Is that appropriate because they've broken the law? Love to know what you think out there this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.